This is KSL's Religion Today, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner, on KSL News Radio.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. It's a pleasure for me today to have with us by phone Professor Grant Hardy. He's come out with a wonderful new book. Before we talk about that, I want you to learn a little bit about him and who he is. He's a professor at the University of North Carolina at Asheville. He has a bachelor's degree from Brigham Young University in Ancient Greek and a PhD in Chinese language and literature from Yale, which is very impressive. And he also has some wonderful publications that he has made before the book that we're going to talk about today. One of my very favorites is Understanding the Book of Mormon, A Reader's Guide, which dates to, I think, around 2010. Is that about right?
That's right.
Something like that. I thought that was fabulous. That just gave some insights into the Book of Mormon and its structure and its authors that most people would never really catch. I just thought it was phenomenal. So thank you for that. Anything Grant Hardy does is wonderful. You should get his stuff. So there's my endorsement.
That is a very kind introduction. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you for being here. So we are here today to talk about your latest work, which is published by Oxford. And that right there, for people who don't know Oxford Press, is a wonderful thing. It's impressive for Oxford to accept anything that you might offer for publication, for them to say, yep, we'll do it. And they have done it for this book, which is the Annotated Book of Mormon. A little bit of background here, and that is that there are a number of different annotated books, Bibles, other things that Oxford has printed. And this is a great LDS contribution to that genre that Oxford has published. So congratulations and welcome to our show.
Thank you. Just to clarify a little bit more, Oxford University Press has a division that specializes in study Bibles. And they've done the New Oxford Annotated Bible and a Jewish Study Bible and a Catholic Study Bible. And that's the series that this Annotated Book of Mormon is in. It's actually the first non-biblical text, scriptural text, that's ever been published by this division of Oxford. So it's a great honor to be part of that and to introduce some world scripture to Oxford readers.
Absolutely. I had no idea that this was the first non-biblical. That's wonderful. That's an amazing thing. How did this project come about? How did you decide to do it, and how did Oxford say yes?
Well, as you mentioned in your intro, I published a book with Oxford before that was a study of the Book of Mormon, the book, the Reader's Guide to the Book of Mormon, and I had an editor that's sort of in the regular religion department. And I have been reading annotated Bibles, particularly the New Oxford Annotated Bible, for many years, and it really changed the way that I was able to read the Bible with the quick explanations that they have. They bring in scholarly resources and insights, and I thought that would be great to do for the Book of Mormon. I suggested it to my editor, and she said, oh, this isn't what we do. We should send you to the Bible division. So they shifted me over there, and then I was able to work with an editor there named Don Krause, kind of one of the most famous and accomplished Bible editors in the world. He's been working for Oxford for nearly 40 years. And so he took on this project. We worked together to figure out the kinds of annotations, the kinds of little comments at the bottom of the page that would be most useful for the kind of people who read annotated Bibles, and went through several drafts of that and finally came up with what you've got on your desk there, which you've been reading lately.
Which is fabulous. And I have to say that I have read a number of, well, not completely cover to cover, but I have several Oxford annotated Bibles, and they are spectacular. It's just a wonderful thing. And those of you who are listening ought to look at the Bibles, but of course, right now, particularly about the annotated Book of Mormon, which our guest today has just published. If someone buys one, which they definitely should, you will be pleasantly surprised, first of all, at the price. If you buy a lot of the annotated Bibles from Oxford, they're going to cost you $80, $90, $100 or more. And this one was just very reasonably priced. I think it was somewhere around $40, something close to that.
It is, and that's for a hardcover book with over 900 pages. So I think their marketing plan is to try to produce it as inexpensively as they can, and then sell a lot of copies. We'll see if that works out for them or not.
Well,
it's quite reasonably priced for what you get.
It's extremely reasonably priced. I was pleasantly surprised. I would have paid anything for it. And it was great, and it's high quality. So for somebody who is looking at this and saying, "Well, God, why should I get this? I already have a Book of Mormon." What do they get? And I'll let you describe some of these things, and then I'll add in a few others. What do they get that they won't find in just a regular Book of Mormon? Obviously, the text is the same.
Right. The words are going to be the same, but the formatting is a little bit different. And this is based on some earlier editions that I did. So the text of the Book of Mormon is in paragraphs, and there are section heads, so that's headings, so that you can see on any page, like, who's speaking and what the topic is. It's very easy to follow. And I've added quotation marks as well to differentiate direct speech. And all of that will make it easier to read and to follow the narrative. And so you've got the text, the entire text of the Book of Mormon, unchanged, and then at probably the bottom quarter of each page is filled up with annotations. So these are quick little comments or observations that try to draw in some of the, well, they try to explain the plain meaning of the text, and then they also show connections with other parts of the text and point out literary features and connections with the Bible. And all of those things can help people gain a greater understanding of the Book of Mormon and how nuanced and complex and rich it is. I really like the format of annotations, because rather than long commentaries, when you're reading the text of the Book of Mormon, you look down and I just have a sentence or two to make a point that should be pretty obvious when you look back up. So it doesn't really detract so much from reading the scripture itself. And then it will also have introductions to each of the books, explaining the main themes and how the book is structured, each of the internal books. And I think there's an introduction for the small plates and the large plates, Mormon's Abridgment for the large plates. There's also a glossary at the end that explains a lot of some of the academic terms that I use as I try to draw on some biblical scholarship. And and there's also a listing of all of the biblical quotations and allusions that are in the Book of Mormon, which is something that really hasn't been done comprehensively before. So there's a lot going on in this.
There is definitely a lot going on in this. And one of the things that I like the most is, as you said, you don't have to go to the end of a chapter for a footnote. You just look down the page, and there's a bunch of explanations right there. They're very succinct. They're very crisp and clear, very scholarly, and then you can just glance back up on the page. It's fabulous. One of the other things that Book of Mormon readers may not know too much about is the whole idea of having an explanation about what this book is at the beginning of each book. When we come back from our break, I'd like you to tell us a little bit more about that, and then we'll talk about exactly how somebody can get this book and some of the more details about what they'll find in it. If you're just joining us, my guest is Professor Grant Hardy. He's with the University of North Carolina at Asheville. He has just had published by Oxford Press a wonderful book, which is the Oxford Annotated Book of Mormon, and it's terrific. It's the Annotated Book of Mormon by Oxford Press, I guess is the proper way to say it.
Sure, that's it.
I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
This is KSL's Religion Today, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner, on KSL News Radio.
We're back. This is our second segment of Religion Today. I'm thrilled to have with me, via telephone, Professor Grant Hardy, who's come out with the annotated Book of Mormon, published by Oxford. And when we took our break, we were talking about the description of the books that you will find at the beginning of each book, which is something that Oxford does for other Bibles and scriptures. I guess not other scriptures, because it's the only one other than the Bible, but this is a great feature that Latter-day Saint readers will probably not be used to.
I'm hoping that people find it useful, especially in the Come Follow Me program that we're going to be starting in January. It's a big book, so it's probably easiest to handle it just a few chapters at a time. And I think people will be surprised at how much there is to see in all of the chapters. It's coming out at a nice time. I guess also in celebration of the ancient Moroni's first visit to Joseph Smith 200 years ago.
It is. And if somebody goes to, say, First Nephi, the very first book, or Second Nephi, or any of the books, it will say Introduction to First Nephi, and they will find a fairly lengthy description of what's in the book and features that they will find, interpretations, a summary of each of the chapters. It's kind of neat. And then at the very end, you've got a guide to reading the book. In other words, what things an astute reader ought to be looking for. That's really wonderful. Those are features a lot of Book of Mormon readers will not find.
Well, oftentimes when we read the Book of Mormon, we look for favorite verses, which is great, and we look at favorite stories, but we don't think about an entire book, say Second Nephi, like how is this put together and what are the different parts and how do they connect with each other and work with each other to provide the message that Nephi wants to give. And so that's what I tried to explain in these book introductions.
One of them talks about the origins of the text and gives some great information about that. Talk about some of the other titles in the general essays and what people can expect to find there.
So there are a dozen general essays. It's probably about 100 pages or so. And so it starts with an essay on the origins of the text and the transmission and language of the text and the Book of Mormon and the Bible and Book of Mormon theology. And you can tell I'm just reading this, right? Lived religion in the Book of Mormon, the Book of Mormon Latter-day Saints. And these are introductions to discussions, conversations about the Book of Mormon. So I try to synthesize and bring together a lot of scholarly work that's been done over the past few decades, but I try to do so in a kind of neutral manner. I'm not trying to persuade people of various perspectives, but rather to give them a sense of the kinds of treatments and the kinds of approaches that different scholars have used, so that they have it sort of situates them into the larger scholarly conversation about the text. And that's at the end. And then, you know, what I really care about is getting people into the text itself, which is the majority of this annotated edition.
One of the things that readers of this edition, the Book of Mormon, will find is that it's descriptive and it's also very well annotated in terms of sources. And so when you go through, I'll give you an example. I mean, you've got all these wonderful essays, and if somebody looks at these, they are not going to find something that says, well, these are all the 14 reasons why you should believe the book is true, or this is what prophets have said about this book. I mean, this is sort of a nuts and bolts sources in a fairly comprehensive way about the different subjects you have in here. And one of the ones that I wanted to focus in on, the Book of Mormon in American history.
So the Book of Mormon came forth at a particular time in American history, and it spoke to many people in terms of their their contemporary concerns, issues about religion, their questions that they had, and so I try to fit it into that context. There, of course, there's another essay about the Book of Mormon is ancient literature, where I try to fit it into that context as well. But clearly, the Book of Mormon, when it came out at that particular time, hit a kind of a sweet spot for many of its, not all of its readers, but for many readers who read it and it answered questions that they had at the time. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that. And of course, that's a perspective that may be of interest to non-LDS scholars, particularly. I tried to edit this book so that it would give non-member scholars the basic background that they could use to make sense of this text in a lot of detail. But also I wanted it to be a book that would be accessible for Latter-day Saint readers who are perhaps new to the text, or especially readers who are very familiar with the text. I think they will still find new ideas and observations on nearly every page. There's just so much that's in here.
And I'm absolutely sure that that's true. Maybe a way to summarize what you have in your general essays is to say that each one of them will give readers a sense of the context of the Book of Mormon as it fits in a different place, say world scripture or ancient history or in Latter-day Saints context.
Sure, in a devotional uses that we make of the Book of Mormon. Yeah,
so it's wonderful. It gives it context. So those are
good.
Wonderful. And I think I jumped in right when you're ready to say something else.
Well, what I was going to say is, because this is done by the Bible Division, I was able to do things a little differently than had I published it with just the regular academic division. Because in the Bible Division, when Oxford publishes a Jewish study Bible or a Catholic study Bible, readers expect that you're going to get a Jewish perspective or a Catholic perspective on that. And so when they look at this annotated Book of Mormon, I am editing this from a perspective of faith. And that's appropriate for this particular series. So I was able to share my testimony in my editor's preface in a way that I probably wouldn't in other academic books. But Oxford welcomed that. They wanted this to be a presentation of the Book of Mormon from somebody who was on the inside, who believes that it's scripture, believes that it's revelation, and would be able to share those perspectives with outsiders and religious insiders as well.
One of the other features that you have in here that there's glossary at the end. What all do you have there, and how did you decide what to include?
So some of that came from the Maxwell Institute study edition of the Book of Mormon that I did a few years ago. So some of these maps and charts may be familiar to people from Farms publications. We got permission to use those. So there's a map, an internal map of the Book of Mormon. So it's not tracked on any one geographical part, but just sort of within the text, the references tell us kind of the relative locations of cities and rivers and such. So that's there. And then there's also a map of possible routes for Lehi's journey through the Arabian Peninsula. And then there are charts about Book of Mormon plates and records, which are sometimes a little hard to keep track of how they all fit together, and the record keepers and key families in the Book of Mormon, a few genealogical charts, and then a quick timeline of Nephite history, and then a chronology of the translation. So just some background information that will allow people to make a little more sense of the Book of Mormon kind of as a whole.
If someone wants to get this, which they should, where can they find a copy of Grant Hardy's The Annotated Book of Mormon by Oxford Press?
So Amazon is a great place to get it, or Barnes & Noble. Those sorts of online sites will do it, and I think it's probably enough that you could probably get free shipping for that, and they will deliver it just within a couple of days. That's probably the easiest place. I don't know if they're carried in bookstores in Utah yet or not, but surely you can get your hands on one quickly if you use an online retailer.
I found mine in a retail store in Barnes & Noble in Utah, so they are available there. Professor Hardy, it's wonderful to have you on today. I hope everyone will get a copy of your annotated Book of Mormon by Oxford Press, and it's a delight to have spoken to you, and congratulations on this fine work.
Well, thank you, Martin. It's been pleasure to talk to you.